What might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
ink pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
safety pin.
Okay. And, soup that you buy usually comes in a...
what'd you say?
Soup that you buy?
Soup comes in a can.
What kind of can?
Comes in a tin can.
Okay. And a dime is worth?
10 cents.
Okay. If it was real cold outside, before you went out, you might put on a...
coat.
Okay. And men sometimes wear, they put on a shirt, and then before they put on their coat, they put on a...
undershirt.
Okay, but over the shirt, I mean, something sleeveless.
They put on a...
say they were wearing a suit to go somewhere, like...
well, they...
really dressing up.
They put on the underwear.
What about... I'm thinking, like, they have on their shirt, and then before they put on their coat, they put on this little sleeveless thing that bends down the front.
That's called the jacket, or either the, it's called something else. It ain't called a scarf, I don't think.
What about vest?
A vest. Yeah, that's what it is, a vest.
Okay. Is one of those words more old fashioned than the other?
Well, the old fashioned word is a jacket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you say that a suit consists of a coat, a jacket, and then what else?
Suit.
Mm-hmm.
The suit's put over the jacket.
So you have the coat and the vest, and then this would be what you wear over your legs. What's it called?
Stocking.
Okay, but a man. Do you say pants or trousers?
Pants. Either some child suit.
Okay, and what you're wearing now?
Overall.
Okay. And, so you go outdoors in the winter without your coat. You might ask someone to go back inside and help me my coat. Go back inside and...
Maybe didn't find it.
Okay, but if he did find it, he said he found it, and
I brought it to you.
Okay, and he said, here I have brought you your coat.
Well.